Hello you, how have you been? How has your day been? What's going on with you? Welcome to episode 8 of Musings with CI Magic, the second episode in this particular series talking about workplace issues and some gist about what I have had to deal with in the past couple of months. If you haven't listened to the last episode, I really think you should. And if you haven't told me what you think about it, well, I will still appreciate your feedback. Please listen to episode 7 and let me know what you think. It will really help you in listening to episode 8 and understanding exactly what I'm saying. So in the last episode, I spoke majorly about communicating effectively and how it can be helpful in lifting weights off of you and allowing you make the best of the time and resources that you have at your disposal. Well, today I will talk about movement. Movement. This is one word that has become very popular in recent times, but I have learned a lot about it beyond the funky meaning of the word. Yeah. So what I'm actually talking about today is the law of movement. Yes, the law of movement. You see, there are many laws in motion in our interactions with human beings, our interactions with things and situations, even in our interactions with ourselves. There are many laws that we activate daily without even realizing it. And one very important law when it comes to productivity is the law of movement, right? Now, what do I mean? I know that's a question in your head right now. So let's look at it this way first. Newton's first law of motion states that if a body is at rest or moving at a constant speed in a straight line, it will remain at rest or keep moving in a straight line at constant speed unless it is acted upon by a force. So, putting this in the context of what I want to say, what this will mean is that if Chide's idea or to-do list or big goal for the year or huge task at work is at rest, meaning if nothing is being done about it, it will remain at rest until it is acted upon by a force. And this force will most likely have to be Chide herself. Now, this law is also saying that if Chide's idea or to-do list or huge goal for the year or great big task at work is moving at a constant speed, it will keep moving until it is acted upon by a force. Now, even if that constant speed is just adding one paragraph daily to the goal of writing a book or 10 minutes exercise daily towards a body goal, you know, anything, movement will continue to happen. Now, think of that one time when you had a task to handle and it seemed so huge and you were asking yourself, how would I ever get this done? And it really seemed like mission impossible until you started. Or the scenario where you didn't even start because it looked so daunting and then the deadline kept drawing nearer and you kept feeling stressed because the deadline was coming and you had not done anything and you were just opening yourself up to anxiety and maybe you ended up looking bad in front of the people who were expecting this thing from you. Now, on the other hand, think of a time where you eventually, in spite of the dread, started on the thing that needed to be done. It was a huge task, but you started regardless of how small what you started with seemed like. Have you ever experienced a scenario where you started on the first step and somehow someone appeared and said, oh, you're doing this thing, I could help with XYZ, and before you knew it, you kept going, getting suggestions on who to reach out to, where to find this, and how to go about that and stuff. Now, that's the law of movement. The moment you start moving, people, opportunities, and circumstances begin to jump on your moving train. Really, that's what happens. As human beings, we love to join something that is already working. We are wired for self-preservation, right? So unless something is proven to work, we would rather stay aside and watch the owner of that dream work at it tirelessly. Especially when it looks risky or is something new, something we've not heard about before, we've not done before, or we've not seen someone doing before. We might even attempt to discourage a person for their own good, you know, because what they are doing makes no sense to you. And what comes to mind right now is African parents, but really, it's out of love that they will tell their parents, what do you mean, that they will tell their children rather, what do you mean you want to do photography? You should go to the university and study engineering, or study to be an accountant, or study to be a lawyer, or study to be a doctor. Because now I'm talking about, say, 10 years ago, because now people have become more open-minded, more parents have become more open-minded, seeing people like, you know, T.Y. Bello do so great with photography, seeing people like Kobams do so great with music, and, you know, seeing people like Ike Osakio do so great with talking. So parents are becoming more open. But say 10 years ago, this was the reason why they were so hard on their children for wanting to become creatives, right? They've not seen people do great things with these things you're talking about. So out of love, they will discourage you. And we do it to our friends every day. Discourage the person for their own good, because what they are doing makes no sense to you. So you might have a huge idea and you're trying to explain to someone so that they can come on board with you, but everyone who you thought will be excited about this idea, see what you're saying and come on board, just seems, you know, uninterested. Well, newsflash, that's how these things work. Most times, you are the one who has seen this thing or has the actual responsibility to get it done. What you need to do to get the people who need to be on board to come on board is to start. Take the big idea or project, cut it into bits, pick out the bit that's easiest to start with, and start. That way, the person who has the capacity or desire to help with that thing can see it and come on board. Dreams and visions are for doing, not explaining. That's the thing. Dreams and visions are for doing, not explaining. And here is how it relates directly with work and how it affected me. Now, you know how you have stuff that you really want to do, whether work stuff or personal stuff, and you have grand plans. You feel like I'm an achiever. I want this thing to be perfect. I want it to be better than the last one I did and stuff like that. And somehow you just keep working at it tirelessly, working at it endlessly, but never give out any finished piece of it. Now you can underline and mark it bold, that word piece. Give out any finished piece of it. You don't have to give out the finished work at once, but piece by piece, let whoever is invested in that project know what's going on. Sometimes it's because you are trying to make it perfect. Other times it's because you are just simply scared it's not good enough. Well, newsflash, you would never know until you submit or present it, depending on what kind of project it is. So how about start with presenting this bit of it, right? Now, as long as you don't put out any piece of it, even if it's just the first step you have finished, you know, even if it's the first step you have finished, if you don't present that to your boss or whoever is in charge of that project you're working on, I know the project is, say, this big, but I'm done with this step, and here it is. What happens is they get the chance to say, oh, this is how you plan to go about it. How about I speak with XYZ person in IT to help you with this or this part of it you say you will do? Because now they understand better what the bigger picture will look like. They understand better what the end goal will look like. Now, you probably thought of getting help from this IT person, right? But didn't have the wherewithal to get that help or the basis on which to ask for it, because you couldn't say, oh, here is this bit of it, here is what it will eventually look like, this is the pathway, I need your help. But now there is something with this bit you have put out, and if it's even just a prototype, now there is something. See, no matter how awesome you think you are going to do with this project, for as long as you make no move, it is a body at rest, and it will remain at rest. Remember, the universe responds to movement, not intentions, not even perfection. The universe responds to movement. So except the project actually requires secrecy till completion, don't let your mind deceive you into believing that you have to perfect it before putting it out, especially in the workplace context. How hard you are working doesn't add to the bottom line of the company, no. The results you have is what adds to the bottom line. And whereas a good company does care for your health, does care about your mental well-being, it is on you to show that you care about the health of your company. Also, by putting out work, show results, not eye service, not unnecessary stuff, but work that actually affects the bottom line. So you might wait till you finish. You may wait till you finish to let everyone in on what you're working on. But what if there was someone on the team who has gained expertise on one aspect of that thing you worked on and would have helped you finish in 2 days what you took 2 weeks to work on? This is why I said in the last episode that effective communication is closely tied with the law of movement. So the law of movement at the workplace translates to putting out your work, even if it means piece by piece as you finish, so that you get the input you need to make it better or to make the final product better. Having said all I have said, my question is, what's it to you? How does this affect you? Does it speak to you in any area of your life? In what areas will you implement any of what I have said? I love to hear from you. I really love to hear from you. Please reach me on podcasts@chideisaac.xyz. podcasts@chideisaac.xyz. That's it for this episode. Do not forget to share with whoever you think will enjoy or learn from this episode. Please anticipate the next episode together with me, will you? Until then, I remain yours sincerely, Chide Isaac, aka CI Magic. Thanks for listening. I love you. Please share.